So close, we're going to decide maybe we'll take a revote when we have time, but enough about talking. Let's go, Rebbe Osei. Choftes Amidal, Zok the Eilige Gemara. Seven lines from the back. Gufa, Amar of Kanta, Amar of Asi. Tavlo, Hizkir, Vuras, Gishon, Mebitchias, HaMeisim, Matzirin, Oso. If someone forgot to say, Mashi, Baruach, Umar, Agoshem, so then in such a case, he has to repeat. Sha'ala, Bebirkas, Hashanim, Sha'ala, Bebirkas, Hashanim, Ein Matzirin, Oso. You don't have to go back if you miss the appropriate she'ela in Birkas Hashanim. Why? We have this idea, which many people find very confusing, and we're going to go through Bli Neder, the halakha l'maisa before mincha today, is going to be what happens when you forget v'sein talu matar. Okay? So here our Gemara introduces something a little bit funny, that if you forget, you put it into Shomei HaTefillah. V'havdolah v'chonen, that's in regards to Havdolah, someone forgets, Emak Sirinoso, Mipnei Shiyachol Omra Alakos, because he could say it when he has the Chiyuv Midrabanan to make Havdolah. According to Rambam, Havdolah is the Raisa, and then there's a new Takana Midrabanan, Taisus disagrees, in brackets. Meisvei. Tovelo Hiskir Gwuris Gishamim Mitrias HaMesim. If someone makes a mistake, it doesn't say Gwuris HaShamim Mitrias HaMesim, Makzirinoso. She'elo V'birchas HaShamim, Makzirinoso. And here we learned that when it comes to the mistake in the Saint Talumatar, so then you go back. Wait a second. The Braisa above said you don't go back because you could say it Bishomayat Fila. Vavdola Bechonen Dasein Makzirinos Neshiyachol Omer Alkos. Answered the Gemara, an attempted teretz that it rejects. Loi Kasha, Habi Yachid, Habi Tzivu. One spoke about the Yachid, the other the Tzivu. Asking the Gemara, but Tzivu, my time alone. The Gemara says, and this is a very interesting variable also which we're not going to discuss, that seems that the Gemara thinks that there's a time that you don't have to repeat because you can have in mind to be Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur, but maybe in Yavin every once in a while when I'm having brisker nerves and I'm not sure, maybe I didn't say it, then in such a case I stamazoi. It's kedai to listen to the Shliach Tzibur, and then you see from this Havamina of the Gemara that there's an inyan to be Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur. Not if it's a real suffix, that's a different story. But what happens if you're 2% not sure if you said it? So then there's this Eitzah Tova of the Gemara to hear from the Shliach Tzibur. My life was changed. One of the things that my life was changed when I got to learn from the Talmid of Soloveitchik is when they described to me that Soloveitchik explained so beautifully that there are two parts to Tefillah. One is the tefillah hatzibur, and this one is tefillah bitzibur. Tefillah bitzibur means the tefillah when you daven with the tzibur. Tefillah hatzibur is chazaras hashatz. When I was learning in the yeshivas, shliach chazaras hashatz was like, you weren't allowed to talk, the mashgiach was going to throw you out of yeshiva if you were going to talk during chazaras hashatz. But on the other hand, it was like a waste of time. You know, like, what was going on over there? So I never understood it. So some guys tried, you know, the guys who were not so good, in those days there weren't cell phones to check up the scores, but they were holding back from checking the box scores that were in their pockets or whatever it might be. And the other guys who were already serious in their learning, so they were trying not to learn during Chazaras Hashatz. That's a madrega. One of my friends told me that he says the biggest aver he did, halavai, we should be mekindus in the cave, biggest aver he did in Shana Bet. I didn't learn Eretz Yisrael for Shana Aleph, for Shana Bet. He says his biggest aver was thinking of learning in the bathroom. That was the biggest aver in all of Shana Bet. So, I don't think it applies to most people. One of my friends told me that. So, halavai should be the worst aver to learn during Chazaras Hashatz. But then, when I heard from Rasul Vajik, he told me them beautifully, that no, the pshat is that when it comes to Chazaras Hashatz, that's a different type of tefillah. One is when you're davening as a yachid and all the yachidim's tefillahs go together, and then there's a tefillah where all of us daven at loud at once together. And that's why Rabbi Soloveitchik Zatzal didn't even say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo in Chazaras Hashatz. Obviously, a person has a minute to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, no problem, continue following the minute. But this is a beautiful avana. Chazaras Hashatz is not just stam, something that's a waste of time. They're just, only for those people who don't know how to daven, they have Chazaras Hashatz. Even though the Gemara seems to say that. But once there was a Takana Chazaras Hashatz, Reb Chaim explained that's a separate type of tefillah, and therefore, as a separate type of tefillah, you should listen to the Chazaras Hashatz, where Shechter stands with his feet together. The whole Chazaras Hashatz, even though the Shtikl Torah you heard from Soloveitchik, Soloveitchik didn't stand with his feet together. But nevertheless, if you take that idea to its extreme, so then it's a beautiful, beautiful idea. But anyhow, the Gemara attempts that as a teretz over here, that if you can hear it over again from the Shliach Tzibur and have a mind to be Yotzei, so then in such a case, that would be enough. But you can't say that, because that's not what the Braisa said. It's a nice longus, but at the end of the day, the Braisa says, "Mepnei shiachol om rabbi shamea tefila." Eli idi vidi biyach velo kasha. Hadi itgar kodem shamea tefila. Hadi itgar baser shamea tefila. Depends on when the person remembered. Did he remember before shamea tefila? So then, in such a case, then we say emach zirinosa, because you could put it in to shamea tefila. And if you remember after shamea tefila, so then in such a case we say machzirin also. Let's jump in immediately to Tosvos. Before we do Tosvos, of course, even if we have nothing to add, let's do the Halei Rashi. Flores Hakshamim Haskara ba'almuhi. Lefichach machzirin also she'ena tefila she'yocha la'omra b'shamea tefila. Rabbosai, what's Rashi bothered by in this Rashi? Why can't you do the same thing in regards to Mashiva Ruach? Umorid Agoshem. Here the Brisa says that everybody says that you gotta go back if you miss Mashiva Ruach Umorid Agoshem. To which Rashi answers and he says no. Because it's a Haskara. And it's a Haskara, and therefore you can't insert in Shamei Tefillah. Can anybody tell me what does Rashi mean? What does it mean that if it's a Haskara, all of a sudden you can't mention it in Shamei Tefillah, yes, Eitan?
Is that because you only say Shamei Tefillah when it comes to Tefillah, and that Haskara is not really Tefillah, it's more Sheva.
Okay, but Sein Tal Motor is not a Haskara?
No, it's a Shibri Ask, Hashem. Sein Tal Motor, it's
more Sheva. It's a Pakosha, exactly. That's the feeling. Vashiva Ruach Marat Hagoshem is a Askara. You're mentioning it as one of the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shomei Tefillah, that's not the motif. In contrast to when it comes to the Sein Tal Motor, that's Askara, and that could be mentioned over there. We're going to see that not everybody is going to agree with this. Right? Who noticed someone that disagrees with this? You notice anywhere? Shiumichu Dodim Beficha. It's got to be on the tip of your tongue. I know you know it. But I want you to say, you got to say it right. No? Who the Chur is going to disagree with this Rashi? Very good, Yonim. The Yushalmi. Continues Rashi. B'yachad matzirin also. The tzibur. Yachad ha-mispal matzibur. The itker kodim shomei atfila. Ein matzirin also. You don't go back. Shiyachol omra b'shomei atfila. Because you can say it in shomei atfila. Zot deil getaisis. If you missed it after Shomei HaTefillah, then you go back. Says Tosvos, the following tzir. Now here, so Rabosai, we have this board, right? We're going to use it. Here we have, we don't have a marker? No marker. Okay.
Look in the Makom Gershon.
What's that, in Gershon's Makom? So let's start Tosa. So Tosa says, "Oz vaday matzimernoso miu im lo akar raglov ainot tzarich lachzer l'rosh v'lo lebirchas hashanim elachozer l'shomeya tefila v'chei mashma b'yushalmi." So Tosa says like this. Tosa says, "What does it mean that if you remember in shomeya after shomeya tefila, then you go all the way back?" What does it mean, Matzirin Oso, thank you very much. What does it mean, Matzirin Oso, in such a case? Rabosa, you tell me, what's Tosa saying? Say, spell it out, Jack. Spell the whole thing out. Says Tosos that if you remember after Shema Kolenu, so then, in such a case, where do you go back? To Shema Koleinu itself. The Gemara says, Machzirin Oso. What does Machzirin Oso mean? That you have to return and say Shmon Esrei again. All of that, says Tosfos, is only if you did finish Shmon Esrei. If you did not finish Shmon Esrei, so then, in such a case, what do we do? What do you do, Rabosai? You go back to Shema Koleinu. So, you know what, Yaakov who's a good writer? Who's a sofer? Who could write for me? It's just hard for me to get in here. Alright, so then I'll just do it. Here we go. Let's make a few categories. I'm trying to as much time possible. Let's talk about Mashiva Ruach. We have Mashiva Ruach, then we also have the same Tal. It's not even clear. We have Mashiva Ruach and we have the same Talumata. Okay? Now, when we're talking about now the same Talumatar, we have a few different places that a person can make a mistake. Let's talk about the same Talumatar, where a person makes a mistake before Kodem Shomea Tefillah. Before Shomea Tefillah, if a person makes a mistake in the same Talumatar, what does he do? He says it in Shomea Tefillah. Everybody is going to agree with this. Omer b'shomea tefillah. This everybody is going to agree with. Okay? Now what happens if he remembers achar shomea after the bracha of shomea tefillah, but before kodem shesie, before he finished shmona esrei? What would halacha be? Yes, Adi? According to the Yerushalmi, says, Chozer l'shomea. He goes back Chozer l'shma, let's call it Shma. Chozer l'shma koleinu, he goes back to Shma koleinu, okay? That's so far what we have. Now, by the way, let's just finish off over here. Mashiva Ruach. If he remembers before Shma koleinu, what does he do by Mashiva Ruach?
Goes back.
What does he do? Start over.
Yeah, put a little bit of English in.
Start over. Okay? If you remember already, then you start over. Certainly you start over here. And certainly you start over here. In other words, what's the last category? Finish. If he finished Shmona Esrei and he missed Mashiva Ruach, then he goes back. I'm sorry that it's not so dark. And we'll go over it later on. Okay? The same mashba be Yerushalmi Perek Ein Omdin, Vika Omar Im Lo Shoal Bebirchas Hashodim Machzirin Oso. Ulehechen Choser, Reb Shimon Yochanan Omar. Birosh Chodesh. That's right, that's Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah.
Imoko Raglov Choser the Rosh. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, if you already finished on Esra, you go back to the beginning. Vim lav chozer l'avoda. This, by the way, is how we paskin as well. That a person remembers before he finishes Shmona Esrei, he goes back to Ritzei. Hachinami imoker raglov chozer rosh. Vim lav chozer shomea tefila. Alma mashma behedya. The ena chozer ella l'shomea tefila ki lo oker raglov. Just like when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, that law is that you go back to avoda. So too, when it comes to the same talumatar, if you realize that you forgot it, then you go back, even if you're after Shema Koleinu, if you remember in Modim, bottom line, if you remember in Modim, according to this understanding, where do you go? You go back to Shema Koleinu. Continues Tosfos, Miu HaYerushalmi Polig Agmara Didon, Bidvuras Gishami. However, in truth be told, that our Yerushalmi disagrees with what we had said over here by Mashiva Ruach. Even in regards to Dvuras Gishamim, the Yerushalmi disagrees. Let's continue on. We're going to add here and make a machlokis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Continues to also say, Miyu Yerushalmi, Palik Gmar Didon, Big Dvuras Gishamim. The Hachak Tani Lohis Gig Dvuras Gisham Maxiruno, so the Lo Kaomar Lo Omro Bishomeat Tfila. Our sugya said that if you didn't say Mashiva Ruach, so then you start over. Nowhere in the Gemara and in the Brisa is there any mention of anything except for Matzirin Oso. If you forget Mashiva Ruach, you say the Bracha Mechayim Esim, then you got to go back to the beginning, according to our Yubavu. However, will be Yerushalmi Kalmar. But Yerushalmi says, Im lo shal b'birchas hashanim, omer b'shamei tefillah. If you miss the same talmata, you're saying shamei tefillah. Now here's the critical part. Udikava saw, and the Yerushalmi says the same thing in regards to mashiva ruach. im lo hisker gvuras kisham mitchias hameisim maskir b'shomeat tfila. So here, Rabosai, we don't have another color, do we? If we have another color, it would be amazing. Here we have a different color in this box. The Bavli is black. And now, make believe, we're writing in blue. That the Yerushalmi is blue, and the Yerushalmi also, that's better than most time. Most time, make believe, we're writing all together. So the Bavli says like this. The Bavli says... Oh, here we go. Wow. Oh.
Is this
that's probably non-erasable, right?
That's a highlighter.
Okay. Shows what I know. All right. At least it's a better one. So Yerushalmi holds, the Bavli you can't see, and the Yerushalmi maybe you'll be able to see. Yerushalmi says that by Mashiva Ruach, if you remember, Kodem Shomea Fila, insert in Shema Koleinu. So the Bavli holds that you start over. Yerushalmi disagrees. Yerushalmi holds that you insert in Shema Koleinu. This is the machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi.
Can we just darken what the Bavli says?
Absolutely. Go ahead. Continues Tosfos. Ubishalmi kamer im lo shol the birkas hashan marmer shavay tefila. Udikavasa im lo hisgir gvurz kishamim b'tchias hameiskim. Maskir b'shomei tefila. And the Yerushalmi now makes a kavla chomer. Uma im she'eila shehi midoche. Omra b'shomei tefila. She'ela, which we do as a bakasha, where dochuk, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's things. We say in Shot Me'at Tefillah, Haskara, Shehi Mei Rebach, Lo Kol Shekein. Haskara, which is done as a mention of the abundance of God, so certainly you could put that in Shema Kolein. Alma de Behedi Isa Hasam, de Chozer B'Gvuras HaGisham L'Shom Me'at Tefillah. Okay. So this is the shita of the Yerushalmi. This is the position of the Yerushalmi. And Tosa says that according to the Yerushalmi, you do both. The halachos of Mashiva Ruach is the same halachos of a Saint Talamater, even if after you got to Rifa'enu, you insert in Shema Koleinu. Maybe, even according to Yerushalmi, if you remembered in Vizechazenna that you didn't say Mashiva Ruach, you still would be able to put it into Baruch, into Shema Koleinu. Oh. Okay. Now, Rabosai. Yes?
I don't understand the Kol Shekein that the Yerushalmi tried to make.
Right, so the Kol Shekein seems to be like this. The Kol Shekein is like this. I, you know what? I don't understand the Adasof myself, Asher. All I can do is say over the words. And maybe when we learn this better, maybe we can understand it. But maybe if someone has a better shot than what I'm about to say, I'm open to hear. But the... Oh, okay, so we'll see Rabbeinu Yonah. Right now, in the words of Tosas. What are the words of Tosas? Tosas's words are that when it comes to the statement of Mashiva Ruach, which there's no lachat, it's simply a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we allow, where it's something that needs a bakasha, we have a very specific need. So there, we might be more makbid where it goes. And yet, we allow for it in Shema Koleinu. Certainly, when it comes to Mashiva Ruach, which is not a lachatz, it's just a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a particular bakasha. It's a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there, you could put in Shema Koleinu. I realize that I'm saying what in yeshivas they would call Baal Batish. It's okay, at least to give a working shot. Maybe if someone could say, we could say better, we'll see in Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu said there's so much work to do, especially if we want to also get to Tzlach tomorrow. So I'd rather keep on moving, and let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. There's a lot of work to do. Let's keep on moving. Clarification, go ahead. As we're turning to Rabbeinu Yonah, go ahead.
Is Tosa giving his own shita, or is he just quoting the Yerushalmi and quoting about
them? No, Tosa's right. It's going to be referred to as the shita Rabbeinu Tsarfas. In a moment, we can see that Rabbeinu Yonah is going to refer to it as Shita Rabbeinu Tsarfas. But really, all Tosas is doing is he's learning up what he thinks is the pshat, according to Yerushalmi, versus the Bavli. Now, by the way, I told you to stop a little bit early in the Tosos. How does Tosas conclude as far as this sugya is concerned? Does he think Yerushalmi agrees with the Bavli? does he think Yerushalmi agrees with the Bavli or not? When it comes to Mashiva Ruach, does he say that Yerushalmi agrees with the Bavli?
Yeah, sure.
So Tosfos is not convinced at all. He points out that there's nothing in our sugya that seems to indicate that Mashiva Ruach, you do anything if you forget, than going back to the beginning. Okay? That's what Tosfos points out. There seems to be nothing that indicates that you do anything except for going back to the beginning. Let's take a look now and see again how Rabbeinu Yonah is going to summarize this discussion and then see a little bit more. Avram claims we could get a little bit more in terms of from Rabbeinu Yonah in terms of the Svara of the Yushalmi. Let's see if we can glean that as well. And then the Rabbeinu Yonah is going to really crunch what is the issue at play between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Amar Abasi, Tavlo Hiske Gvuris Kishamim, B'tchias HaMeisim Achzir Noso, Shalom B'birchas HaShanim, Eim Achzir Noso, Mipnei Shiyoch Olo Mar B'Shvem Shomei HaTfila. Kach Hi Girza B'chol Hilchos HaRav Alfasi. U'miktas Nuskei HaGemara. Some have the girsa that if you make a mistake in Gvuras Gishamim, then you go back. But when it comes to the same Talamatar, then you don't go back because you say in Shomei Tefillah. This is the way we understood as well the Bavli. V'haki Pirusha. Kishetav lo hiskei Gvuras Gishamim Tchias HaMeisim Machzir Noso. Why? Mipnei Shebracha Zu. Here he spells out what I had said B'das Tosis. Mipnei Shebracha Zu Eino Ela Shevach. When it comes to Mashiva Ruach, that is a Shevach that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. Shuhu Mechayim Esim Arek Eshem. Ve'enu Yochol Leomar Shevach B'Shomei HaTfilah. And you can't say a praise in Shomei HaTfilah Shintachnunim. That's what Eitan also said. Avol, and like we saw in Rashi, very good. Avol Kishetov, V'lo Hizkir Sheila V'Yachas HaGishomim. So this is the pshat, that there's a chiluk between, in other words, Rabbeinu Yonah, I agree with Benny, is be'etzem what Rashi said, but he said he crunches Rashi better. Basically, Rabbeinu Yonah is explaining pshat in the Gemara like Rashi had, but he's being magdir, he's classifying the difference between Mashiva Ruach and the same Talamata. The same Talamata is a Bakasha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashiva Ruach is a Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avo Rabbeinu Tzar Fas Omri, but there are some Bali Tosas that say, Da Filu Kishetov Lo Hizkir Kuvir Sekshem Tchias HaMesim, Ei Matzir No So. You don't go back. In other words, he's what we call the Yerushalmi, the Rabbeinu Yonah, ascribes it because the Tosfos found this Yerushalmi, he almost puts it into the position of the Frenchman. Of course, the Frenchman being the Bali Tosfos who are in France. Moshe Maskir Noso, Kishalo Hizkir Sheel Birchas Hashem, Shedinim Shavit. Vuhu Tema, it's a wonder. Here, Rabbeinu Yonah even crunches Tosfos better. Vuhu Tema, Share Beferish Amru Bigvuras. Gishamim Shematzir also. Our Gemara said that if you miss Mashiva Ruach Amar Degashem, so then in such a case you go back. Ubatku b'nischos miduyakos umatzanu kachta. There are some people who made this mistake. V'lois gugur sekshem tchias hamesim. Some added, and if you didn't mention gugur sekshem tchias hamesim, olois gushel berachas shanim. Ei Machzir Noso. Mipnei Shomer Shomei Atfilah. There's some who had a mistake in Girsa in the Bavli that said that even if you make a mistake of Mashiv Aruch Amar Dagoshem, then you go back. V'nir Hashem Ayugar Simkach Ulefichah Chamu Shein Hefresh Beinayim Bezu. Afilu Achi Tosa says, but even if you had this Girsa, he says, no, nevertheless, Sophia Girsuzu She'ena Machlokis Benem, Hasvarois and Osenus Lachalik Benem, Kumashik Sadu. Even if the Mashmos in the Bavli was this way, nevertheless, like those who put together Mashim Ruach and Saint Talmatar, at the end of the day, he says, it doesn't make sense, because they're two fundamentally different types of mentionings. Ela, Yushalmi Nirikidivrayim, it seems from the Yushalmi that these are people are right. Amir Hasa, he quotes Yerushalmi. Umar Sheila Shayim Dovakei Matzir Noso, Sheila Shayim Revach Lo Koshukein. Klomar. And here, Rabbeinu Yonah does, as Avram said, he spells out the Kal V'Chomer
of the Yerushalmi, she'ela shel birchas hashan mishut tzricha letzarek shah, ein anu matzrichim also lachzar. V'day b'she'yomar aseh b'shamei tefillah. When it comes to birchas hashanim, which is only your need for that particular time, there we say, okay, it's only your need right now. So then you go back. Haskara shel gvuras hashanim she'enu al hashev ha'pilvad lo kol she'ken shen lo nitztarech latzir v'she'yomar aseh b'shamei tefillah. So it seems from the way Rabbeinu Yonah is presenting it, that Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that the Kal V'Chomer is like this. When it comes to the same Talmudah where you mamish need it, so there we say you could just put in Shomei HaTfilah. Certainly, when it comes to just Mashim Ruach HaMari Gashim, which is quote-unquote just the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then in such a case you could put it in to Shomei HaTfilah. Hilchach Im Tov Elohim Iskik V'Hashem Tchias HaMesim. So then in such a case, Ein Machzir Nosa El Omer Shomei HaTfilah. Avol Lo Itgir Mikpei Shomei HaTfilah Machzir Nosa. Okay, so that's one machlokas. One machlokas is whether you could insert Mashiv Aruach Lamarid Agoshim into Shomei HaTfilah or not. That was our first machlokas that we had over here. Otherwise, everything is clear. And let's just summarize. What are the halachos that come out of our sugya? So we have this chart. You guys know I'm generally not into charts, but every once in a while a chart is helpful. Number one, if a person remembers that he made a mistake before Shomei HaTfilah, by saying Talmatar, everybody agrees that you put it in Shema Kolenu. If it's Mashav Ruach Mar Gashem, the Babli says you start over, Yerushalmi says you insert in Shema Kolenu. After Shema Kolenu, before you finish Mashav Ruach, there you're going to start over according to the Babli, according to Yerushalmi. A little bit unclear. We didn't discuss that. Oh, very good. From Mashmah, Jack is right. From Tosis is Mashmah, then even then you would go back to Shema Kolenu. Excellent. Anybody disagree with Jack?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, that
we're about to see it. Right? Very good. The same Talmatar, the question is whether that's worse Yishamim or same Talmatar. The same Talmatar, if you haven't finished, then you go back to Shema Kolenu. If you finish Shema Nesrei, then you have to repeat both by the same Talmatar as well as Mashiv Ruach. Continues Rabbeinu Yonah. Here's one of the cases that I can't get to the analysis until we have the whole chart clear. V'hadarmina. Skip all the way V'hadarmina. In Rabbeinu Yonah. V'hadarmina de'ilo itgar mikmei shmei atfilah machzirin also. And this that we say, that if you remember v'sein tal umat that if you remember d'ilo itgar mikmei shmei atfilah machzirin also. In other words, if you remember in Vizechazena or in Sim Shalom, so then in such a case you go back. Yesha Pirshu, there are two different explanations. So Rabosa, you got this? Now we have a new tziur. And that is, if you remember by Modin, you remember by Ritzei, the halacha is that you have to go back. But the question is, how do you go back? That we never discussed. In what way do you go back? See, what does it mean to go back? Everybody says you don't need to start Shmon Esrei again, right? Everybody says if you realize you didn't say the same Talamatar in Modim, you don't have to say Shmon Esrei again. You go back. Where do you go back, Rabbo Saitu? Okay, so here we start the next chart. And that is, we'll do it right in here. When it comes to the same Talmatar, so there we say, if you remember, you're Chozer. Where are you Chozer? Where are you Chozer, Rabosai? So here we're going to have two opinions. Whether you're Chozer to Shema Koleinu, that's going to be one opinion, or you're going to be Chozer to Baruch Aleinu. Let's see it inside. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, V'adam rinan lo itgar, V'shomei atfil, mitmei shomei atfil, ma'asirin oso, Yesh epirishu shechozal rosh, O lekol hapachos, V'brachos shetaba, She'im tov lo hizkir she'ela b'birchas hashanim, Chozer l'birchas hashanim. One opinion says that you go back to Baruch Aleinu. You missed
You missed Baruch Aleinu, you missed V'sein Tal Matar, and you didn't get it before, you didn't remember before Shomea Tefillah. So what do? You don't start Shmoneh Esrei again, but you go back. But where do you go back? Do you go back to Shema Aleinu, or do you go back to Baruch Aleinu? V'Rabbeinu Tzarfas Pirshu Shechozer L'Shmea Tefillah. Rabbeinu Tzarfas say you go back to Shomea Tefillah. V'Nirin Divrayim. It's logical. If Shomea Tefillah works, if you forgot the Sein Talmud Matar and you remember in Yerushalayim Ircha, and all you do is you insert in Shomea Tefillah, so too, if you remember by Modim, you can go back to Shema Aleinu. You don't need to go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu. And this is clear from the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, what? The Yerushalmi says that you always go back to Shomei Tefillah. Now there's a leap by maybe Yavin and Rabbeinu Yonah, because that's talking about what? Kodesh. But Rabbeinu Yonah says, just like the Yerushalmi says, that you could go back to Shomei Tefillah, so too if you remember Baruch Aleinu and Modim, so then the position of the Yerushalmi is, Kol's man shalom akar raglav, die b'shiyachsel Shomei Tefillah. As long as you didn't finish, you go back to Shomei Tefillah. So now, according to the Yerushalmi, if you remember before you were Messiah, you go back to Shema Kaleinu, and this is the position of the Yerushalmi. Oh. Now, it's not clear whether the other Rishonim are going to agree. It's not clear how we paskin la halacha. Comes along the Rambam. I didn't put in the Maran Mekomos, but you could follow. It's very, very straightforward. The Rambam is black and white in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Beis. If I'm not mistaken, the Rambam says like this. No, Perek Yud Halacha Test says the Rambam: Mi sheshakach she'ela bebirchas hashanim im nizkar kodim shomea tefillah shalas hagisham b'shomea tefillah. The Rambam says that if you remember when it comes to the Sein Talmud Matar, if you remember before Shema Koleinu, you put in Shema Koleinu. However, if you remember in Modim, in Ritzei, in Sim Shalom, as long as he wasn't Akar Raglav, then he goes back to Baruch Aleinu. Not like the Yerushalmi that says that you go back to Shema Kalim. Yes, I'll repeat again, absolutely. The Rambam is this part. The Rambam says that if you realize that you didn't say the same Talmud Matar in, and you realize already in Vezechazen or Modim, then in such a case, the Rambam says, I'm going to argue that Lechura, the Bavli, would agree. The Rambam says that you go back to Baruch Aleinu, in contrast to Yerushalmi, that says that you go back to Shema Koleinu. Okay? Rabbi Osai, I'd like to suggest, and I was inspired, mamish, by the Masorah. I heard this from Rav Pam. Actually, I heard this on a tape from Rav Pam. But he was my Rosh Yeshiva in Tarvadas. I heard a few shmuzim from him. That if I'm not mistaken, he quoted from Rav Huttner, who heard from Rav Chaim of Bris. Here it's going to get a little bit complicated because Rav Soloveitchik is going to quote from Rav Chaim something different, which is possible. That Rav Chaim, Rav Soloveitchik said different things at different times. Rav Chaim said different things at different times. I think it's a Yisod Gadol. I think this is why Rav Pam hardly ever said any Brisker Lumdus over, but I think he said it over because Pam was very much into telling Musser to the boys. Musser in a very soft way. So I think Pam, the reason he said this Torah over that, because I think there's a large Musser in Hashkaf, a large Musser or Messer message in Hashkafa. But before we get that there, I thought, and I'm telling you straight up, I'm inspired by Reb Chaim, that the Yerushalmi works beautifully. The Yerushalmi is Lishitasa.
The Yerushalmi says that Shema Kolenu works for everything. Ad kidei kach, that the Yerushalmi against the Bavli said that if you missed Mashiv Aruach Umarid Agashem, he doesn't accept this idea, which is true, that Mashiv Aruach is one thing, and the Seyit Al-Matar is something totally different. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, says Tosos, wait a second, one is a Shevach, Mashiv Aruach is a Shevach, the Seyit Al-Matar is a Bakasha. Just because you could put the Bakasha in Shema Kolenu doesn't necessarily mean that you could put the Shevach in Shema Kolenu. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah pointed out. And then he says, but they make this Kal V'chomer. At the end of the day, Yerushalmi holds that Shema Kolenu works even for Mashiv Aruach. So if it works already for Mashiv Aruach, and you haven't completed Shemon Esrei, and you're allowed to go back, why do you have to go, according to Yerushalmi, all the way back to Baruch Kolenu? Shema Kolenu is appropriate. In other words, Yerushalmi loves Shema Kolenu for some reason. Yerushalmi loves it. It's just, you could say Baruch Aleinu in, you could say the Seyit Al-Matar Baruch Aleinu, and you could say Seyit Al-Matar Shema Kolenu. V'haraya, you could even use it for Mashiv Aruach. So Shema Kolenu works for everything according to Yerushalmi. However, according to the Bavli, clearly Mashiv Aruach cannot be inserted in Shema Kolenu. And when it comes to Mashiv Aruach, you got to go all the way back. Got to repeat Shemon Esrei. Why? Because when it comes to Shema Kolenu is a very specific thing that's for praise. The Bavli says, wait a second. The Bavli says, Shema Kolenu works where the Gemara tells you for the same Talamatar, where you didn't pass it. But once you've passed it, go back to its appropriate bracha. What's the yesod of the machlokas between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli? So Rav Pam said from Rav Hutner that he heard from Rav Chaim the following pshat. The bracha of Shema Kolenu, you could have the following chakira. What is Shema Kolenu? Again, Rav Osai, this is not the only hezbar that's given, but this is what stuck to me. I'm going to have to go back also. It's been a while since I've listened to this, but this really stuck to me. Rav Osai can have the following chakira in the bracha of Shema Kolenu. What is Shema Kolenu? Is Shema Kolenu, we know that we add personal tefillos, according to some, even today, you add personal tefillos in Shema Kolenu. Is the pshat that Shema Kolenu is the place that you could add in anything you want? That's one havana. Shema Kolenu is a place that you could add in any form of tefillah. It's the grab bag of tefillahs. Okay?
It's not kosher to the brothers themselves.
Right, just a second. Or do you say, much starker? Or do you say that the pshat in Shema Kolenu is Shema Kolenu is a bracha? This is the words that Reb Chaim used 100 years ago. It's a bracha that's koilel kol hatfilas. It's a bracha that includes all of the tefillahs. It's not an opportunity for a tashlum. It's not an opportunity for a person to say something that he wants to add personally. It's an appropriate place to add, but it's really a bracha that includes all the brachos together. In other words, in Shema Kolenu is Rifayinu. In Shema Kolenu is Baruch Aleinu. In Shema Kolenu is V'lam Hashinim. It's koilo kol ha-brachas. If it's koilo kol ha-brachas, it's koilo kol ha-tefillah. That's the sheet of Yerushalmi. It embodies all the tefillah. So then in such a case, you can put Mashiv Aruach in there. It's a big chiddush. You need Reb Chaim to say this. You can put Mashiv Aruach in there, and you can put the Seyit Al-Matar in there. You can put everything in there. And if you're going back, don't need to repeat, go back all the way to Baruch Aleinu, because if you're going to go back to Baruch Aleinu, then you're going to have to repeat other things. You don't even have to do all that. Just go back to Shema Kolenu. You don't need to repeat all those brachas. The Bavli and the Bali Tosvos are assuming not that way. The Bavli and the Bali Tosvos are assuming what? They're assuming that Shema Kolenu is an appropriate place to put all tefillos in. But it's not the pshat that it's
embodies all the tefillos. So when it comes to someone who forgot the same Talmud Mutter and he's before Shema Kolenu, so he can do a Tashlum now and he's no longer Chayiv to go back and repeat Shemona Esrei. But it's not the pshat that it's Ki'ilu, he said Baruch Aleinu now. No! You have the opportunity that you didn't forget the same Talmud Mutter. You saved yourself forgetting the same Talmud Mutter. But it's not the pshat that you said Baruch Aleinu in its ideal way. If that's so, if you're going back already by modim, then you got to go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu, because Shema Koleinu is a form of tashlumin, but it's not kol al kol atfilas the way the Yerushalmi is assuming. I was inspired by this pshat of Reb Chaim that I think Yerushalmi might be l'shitaso by Mashiv Aruach, that Yerushalmi holds the Mashiv Aruach also you could put in Shema Koleinu because it's kol al kol hadbrachos. It's really an embodiment of all the brachos. Before we go on, there's more to say. Before we go on, I think some of this the Talmidim might have heard this from me in the past, that I think this works beautifully in Hashkafa. And it's a tremendous lesson in terms of tefillah. I want to talk Hashkafa for 10 minutes now. Connect the Lamdos with the Hashkafa. Clarification, yeah. Ben just wants to this. He's just trying to get me back to and then I'm teasing. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm just teasing.
It just looks like here.
Yes.
When Shmuel is a call brachos, then you can say.
By the way, there are not many guys that are so tough in the paint, yet at the same time such a soft touch. And it's not only in basketball; it's also in everything. It's a very, very special need. Go ahead, Ben. Go ahead.
In terms of the Akira,
yes.
You can be called, or it's called the brachos, therefore, whether you pass it or not, you go to Shema Kolenu. The other side of the Akira is that you can add any form of tefillah, like tasks, when you pass it.
Right. The fard is that it works enough as a form of tashlumin. As a form of tashlumin, Shema Kolenu is a way, if I didn't get to say this, if I forgot to mention this person's grandmother, so I mentioned it in Shema Kolenu. Because there, it's not a hefsek. Shema Kolenu refers to everything. It refers to everything. So therefore, if I forgot, just like if I forgot his grandmother Rifaenu, so I could mention Shema Kolenu, so too, if I forgot the same Talmud Mutter, so I mentioned Shema Kolenu. In contrast to the Yerushalmi, and that's the way you and I understood Shema Kolenu, right? But Reb Chaim taught us a big chiddush according to Yerushalmi. It's beautiful. That's not the pshat that Shema Kolenu is a grab bag of all tefillahs. But Shema Kolenu, I need to be masbir and hashkofa what this means. But Shema Kolenu is mamish kolel all of tefillah. Kolel all of tefillah. Therefore, when a person says it in the same Talmud Mutter, says it inside of it, it's considered as if he said it in Baruch Kolenu. You're repeating all of the brachos when you say Shema Kolenu.
Why is it also for the Gilman brachos?
What's that?
Why is it also for the
That's the chiddush. Even for all the Gilman brachos. You're right.
That's only my observation.
I think Reb Chaim only said it in a hezber of going back to Shema Kolenu, the way I heard it from Rav Pam.
I'm pointing out that
the Yerushalmi L'chur is L'shitaso. You can take this halfway. You don't need to say Rav Chaim's Hezber in the Yerushalmi L'shitaso. You could just say the Hezber in terms of the same Talmud Mutter. I pointed out, that jumped out at me, that the Yerushalmi even goes so far in regards to Mashiv Ruach. But you're right, that's a Chiddush al Gabi Chiddush. Rav Chaim's Hezber even works, even on the first point.
It's called everything. It's called Shevach also.
Right, that's your machlokes. That's what Benny's pointing out. You don't have to go so far. That's what Benny's pointing out.
He's looking at the Tashlumin. Right. He's looking at it's called the Tashlumin part.
No. He's right also. You could say it's Koil all the. You could say he wants. He could argue. If you went to him, his brother's yeshiva, and they have this Girsa of Reb Chaim by Reb Zvi Kaplan, well, you know what they would say? They would say, no, don't go far. Don't so stretch Reb Chaim so far. They would say, or what Reb Chaim meant is a big chiddush, but don't make the chiddush bigger than it is. Reb Chaim meant to say that Shema Kolenu is koilel all the bakashas, but mehechi teisi it's koilel all tefila. That's what they would say in Reb Zvi Kaplan's, if I had to guess. But it seems to me that Yerushalmi might even be saying even more. And if that's so, im keinim advarim, so then you have Yerushalmi that says even by Mashiv Aruach, so maybe it's saying a bigger chiddush. So Benny's point is valid, but I would, I'm pushing it even further. I'm pushing the envelope because the Chura, it seems that the Yerushalmi is Lishitasov. But Benny's point is valuable as well. Rabosai, let's go to the Hashkafa. Rabosai, this is very, I find this very, very emotional. What happens in tefillah when we're really davening? Person gets up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atah Chayin El Adam Das. He says, Slach Lomo Avinu Ki Chatanu. And if it's a good day, he really, really means it. Rifa'enu, V'lam Al-Shinim, every single person has a tremendous depth of emotion in their heart that they want to express HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after we finish all the Bakashas, if we just stop and really think about what Shemoneh Esrei is, it's the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Bakashas, and then going to the to Avodah and Hodot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person who's honest with himself is really davening. Inside of him has to be this feeling of, I want to say so much to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I can't. All the words that I used, that ever happened? That you went into somebody that was important and you prepared what you wanted to say and you had an emotion that was inside and you feel like as you came out you didn't express at all what it is. When we're talking about the Melech Malchei Amlochim and a person is approaching them and Sarchei Amcha Merubim, and not only that, the emotions, the hergish is so deep and sometimes the person can't formulate. Zot the Gra! Says the Gra like this. Reb Chaim was clearly a Mamshich HaDerech of the Gra. Why is it that when it comes to the bracha of Shomea Tefillah, we say, Shema Koleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear my call. What would the appropriate expression be? Shema Tefillah Seinu. Because that's what we conclude. Baruch Ato Hashem, Shomea Tefillah. Why do we say, Shomea, Shema Koleinu? The answer is that this bracha is an entirely different type of tefillah. It's a tefillah where a person cries out and says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear my call, hear my voice. L'shma, HaKol Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, we're like little children, we cry out, as I mentioned in Sichas Musar, we cry out like mamish, like babies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here a person is supposed to cry. And the Chassidim to make a joke, they say, some Achzorim used to say, Po Bochin, here we cry. Here's a person supposed to cry. Obviously, you can't put that in a matzah here, you're supposed to cry, but that's what the bracha Shema Koleinu is, where a person cries out, his call. So the pshat, there are two types of tefillah. There's the tefillah of call, which is Shema Koleinu, which is, now we'll use a modern academic word, which is a redactic of the entire tefillah, but in the Bechinas Kol. And therefore, it's not the pshat that it's a grab bag. It's not the pshat. It's the essence, it's the highest madrega tefillah. You've heard from me in the past the story of the Baal Shem Tov when he was davening in Yom HaKippurim and he was full of atzvos, and because it was a terrible gzar din, and it came around mincha time in Yom HaKippurim, and he was quiet for 10 minutes, and then he started with a gevaldike simcha, and the chassidim asked him, Rebbe, what happened, what changed that you had a gevaldike simcha? The Baal Shem Tov said, you didn't notice that someone walked in the back of the base of Medrash. It was a poor peasant boy who was a Yasam who never had the opportunity to learn how to read. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all I got was to be able to say Aleph Beis. All I learned was to say Aleph Beis. All I learned was Kamatz Aleph O, Kamatz Beis Ba. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put together the Osius for me. Put together the Osius. And the Baal Shem Tov said, our Hecher Kavonis, you know, the Hasidim brought back the Kavonis of the Mekubalim. All of our Hechar HaKavonis were nothing compared to the tefillah of this simple boy. Nothing compared to his tefillah. Because the essence of tefillah is not the Shema Tefillah Seinu. The essence of the tefillah is the Shema Koleinu. There's also a Reb Chaim in another place. The Rambam says in one place that the halacha is that if someone says Shmoneh Esrei without Kavanah, he's not Yotzei. Yet another place the Rambam says that if you say, in Perek Dalet, he says if you say the first bracha, so then in such a case, halacha is that you're Yotzei. As we say the first bracha of Kavanah. Tastira answers Reb Chaim, there are two levels of Kavanah. One is a Kavanah where a person knows what he's saying, and then there's another Kavanah where a person has a sense that he's Oved Lefnei Melech Malchei Amlochim. If a person by Vilam Al-Shinim or a Semach is not in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a tefillah. What's the reason he doesn't repeat? Because it's going to happen again, the poskim say. The odds are. It's Mamash Halacha. That's the reason why we don't repeat. But when the Rambam says that you Yotzei, he's talking about Pirush HaMilim. But if a person doesn't have this greater sense, that he's Omei Lefnei Melech Malchei Amlochim, that he could cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the whole redactic we're arguing of Shema Koleinu, in such a case, then that he's missing the essence of tefillah. So it's not the pshat that Shema Kolenu is simply a zman of tashlumin. Shema Kolenu is the essence of what tefillah is all about. There's tzvei dinim in tefillah. There's the milim that we say, Takadish Baruch Hu, and then there's the call. That might be what Reb Chaim was saying in Hadassah Yerushalmi. There's another pshat in our sugya that Rav Reichman quotes that Rav Soloveitchik said. Rav Soloveitchik said that the Nekudas HaMachlokes over here is how you look at the same Talumatar. Do you look at the same Talumatar as being a chelek of Baruch Aleinu? It's part of the Etzem Bracha? Or it's a haskara of the Bracha of the same it's a haskara of the Bracha. Something that you have to mention. You have to mention, but it's not a chelek of Baruch Aleinu. The Yerushalmi that says that you can go back to Shema Kolenu holds that the same Talmud Matar is simply a haskara, and therefore you don't even have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. There was nothing chaser in Baruch Aleinu. What was chaser was that you have to say the same Talmud Matar during Shemona Esrei. That's the Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds that the same Talmud Matar is a chelek of Baruch Aleinu, and you weren't yotzei the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. So if we say you weren't yotzei the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, so then you have to go all the way back. It gets a little tricky. So then, but if you remember Middle of Yushalayim, then why do you put it in Shema Kolenu? He fudges it. He says, but still, as long as it's before Shema Kolenu, you can make it up. It's some form of tashlumin. It's one of the reasons why I like this version, the first version, better. So that's, again, the second Hesber is, which is less Gishmak in terms of the Hashkofa, but is also a fascinating shot, is the following, is, again, that if you have the same Talmud, or is that a Chelek in Baruch Aleinu? Where it's not the pshat that it's a Chelek in Baruch Aleinu, but rather the same Talmud is Osafa Azkara for Baruch Aleinu. Im Keinim Advarim, so then what emerges is like this. What emerges is that Yerushalmi holds that when it comes to the same Talumatar, they hold that the same Talumatar is just Azkara. And then you could put it in all cases, just put it into Shema Kolenu. The Bavli holds that's a Chelek in Baruch Aleinu. So if you're going to go back, if you're already going back, so then you want to be Mekayin in the Baruch Aleinu, Tzarech Iyun. According to this Hesber that Rav Soloveitchik gave, then why is it that when you remember Yerushalayim, you also don't go back to Baruch Aleinu? If we're going to say that there's a Chisaron in the Baruch Aleinu, even when you get into Yerushalayim, you should also go back. Now, Rav Soloveitchik asked on himself with a fascinating psak of Rav Chaim. I looked around in the Mishnah Brura. I didn't see this discussed in the Mishnah Brura. I would love you to look around yourselves. What would the halacha be if someone forgets, this Friday, forgets in Mincha to say the same Talmud Levracha? And he remembers, not before Shkia, but he remembers the middle of the Chadodi. Does he say a Tashlumin? Or does he not say a Tashlumin? Does he say Tashlumin or not?
What? Where do you have the opportunity to?
You would say two Shmon Esrays. You weren't Yotze Mincha.
You would say the whole one on
Shabbos. Oh, no, you would say Shabbos twice. You never say the whole on Shabbos.
Where would you put it?
And you wouldn't put the same Talamata. You weren't Yotze Tefillah. You weren't Yotze Tefillah because you have to go back. So now you have a Tashlumin. For example, we have this. Take a look. Whoa. Michal, before you talk, you got to know a lot already, but you got to know even more. Taisis on Chavav on Beis Michal, take a look. Taisis on Chavav on the Beis discusses many different siurim like this based on the Gemara on the top of Chavav on the Beis. Says the Gemara, Tov v'lo espal mincha b'erev Shabbos, espal v'lo Shabbos shtayim. If you made a mistake, now this is an interesting expression. He made a mistake and he didn't daven mincha. What does that mean? He daven mincha and he forgot to say yalav yavo, or he didn't daven mincha at all? Either way, if you weren't yotzei tefillah, so then in case he didn't daven, he davened the tashlumin on Friday night. Said Reb Chaim, someone came to Reb Chaim with this shaila, and I didn't see this fall in the Mishnah Brura. Someone looked for me. I don't know. I know better what my Rebbeim said than what the Mishnah Brura said. That's the mitzvus of where I grew up. Now, as I became a Talmud of Nevinsel, now I'm learning more and more to memorize the Mishnah Brura. As of now, that's the Girsa of the Yankas is what sticks with you the most. So I didn't see it quickly, looking in the Mishnah Berurah quickly. Said Reb Chaim, someone came and asked him the Shaila. So Reb Chaim said he should say over Shmona Esrei and Davin Leil Shabbos twice. Just like the halacha is that if you miss Mincha, you weren't Yotzei. So do here, you weren't Yotzei. We say Talmud to Davin Mincha twice Friday night. Not Mincha twice Friday. Say two Shmona Esreis on Friday night like the halacha is a Tashlum. So Soloveitchik asked, oh, I've done the worst thing in the world. I'm going against my Hezbers, going against the Psak of my grandfather. If I just got through saying that Saint Talamotar is not a chelik of even Baruch Aleinu, and you could throw it anywhere you want, you could even put it in Shmak Aleinu, certainly you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Many poskim say that if he misses Yalav Yavol, this is what comes out from the Tosas, that he misses Yalav Yavol Rosh Chodesh, Mincha Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh. So then in such a case, you don't repeat. Why? Because Yalav Yavol is just a Haskara. Even though you're not Yotzei, but it's only Haskara, Ayin Shem, we can't get into it. We'll have to have a separate shir in Yalav Yavol. So he asked on himself, according to his Hezber. So he said, oh, the only way I could be Masbir is according to the Rambam. That the Rambam holds it's a chelik of Baruch Aleinu. That's the only way. But according to the Yerushalmi, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, he says he's stuck. That's our salvation included. But I want to say that according to the way Rav Chaim himself, that I heard from Rav Utner, then everything is beautiful. That what? That the halacha is, that the Saint Talamotar is a chelik of the tefillah. And it is a chelik of Baruch Aleinu. Bein la Yerushalmi, bein la Abavli. Not like the way Rav Soloveitchik was Masbir. Saint Tal, and that's the Pashtus. The whole Baruch Aleinu is leading up to the same bracha on the Saint Talamotar. In Kainim Advarim, so then of course it's a chelik, and of course you're not going to be Yotzei Tefillah. And of course, as Rav Chaim Paskin correctly to this person, he has to repeat twice on Shabbos. However, the Yerushalmi doesn't say that's not a chelik of the tefillah. Yerushalmi holds that's a chelik of the tefillah. But the Yerushalmi holds that Shmak Aleinu is koila kola brachas. And that's why you're allowed to put it in. Because when you say Shmak Aleinu, if you really, really felt Shmak Aleinu, you would feel that you were saying all of Shmona Esrei again, but atachoning in a call, slachlonu in a call, it's mamish a redactic of the entire tefillah b'chinas kol. And therefore, when you put v'sein talamotar in, you're mamish saying baruch aleinu also. Again, it's a big chiddush in the Yishan, but once you accept it, then that's going to work. Rabosai, how do we paskin la'alocha? Now we go into mincha, b'mekayim also another sugya brachas, to be omeid b'tefillah with halacha l'maisa. So, in simin, let's see how we paskin la'alocha. Let's take a look. But for those who have a chelik aleph matov manoim, if you don't have a chelik aleph, so then in such a case, I will read you the psak that we should know the halacha how we paskin. In Simin Kuf Yud Zayin, we have the psak la halacha, what we're supposed to do if we forget the same talumata of the bracha. Says the mechaber, Simin Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Dalit, im lo shal matar, if a person didn't say the same talamata v'nisgar koydim shamei tefila, and he remembers before shamei tefila, eimak zirinoso v'shoel v'shamei tefila. So then he inserts it before ki ata shamei tefilas kol pe amcha yisrael v'rachamim v'mlo nisgar shamei tefila. So that was a machlokes between Yerushalmi and Bavli. What do you do if you remember in modim that you didn't say the same talamata? So then we pass in like the Bavli. If you didn't finish Shmon Esrei, then you go back to Baruch Aleinu. But if he took his steps back, so then he goes back to the Rosh HaTefillah. So it could be the Musar that I was saying, Shmak Aleinu, is Amita Shel Torah, is Eilu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. But if you will, we don't paskin like that, that we don't consider the Brach of Shmak Aleinu for sure. It's a repeat of the Tefillahs in a call, but we don't consider a mamish koil al kol atfilas. We pass like the tzad that it's the call of tefillah and it's the opportunity for a tashlumin, but it's not considered as if you mamish repeating all of Shemona Esrei. Hence, if you forgot the same talmud and you remembered in modim, then we pass in that you go back to Baruch Aleinu, and if you finish Shemona Esrei, then you repeat the tefillah again. Yes, there are a few questions. You know what? We'll let the Talmidim prepare for Mincha.